You know what? I did. And I'll do it again. I'm not sorry. That's what she said. Jokes have always been funny and always will be. Yeah, well, maybe I'd make less jokes if he weren't the butt of them all. He's a total tool, babe, as much as I love him. The sooner someone tells him, the better. He'll be fine. We've got a shift together tomorrow. I'll bring him coffee, and we'll be thick as thieves. Oh, you best believe we'll need the coffee. It's gonna be a crazy night. Ugh, that Valentine's Day time slot, and not even any holiday pay to make it worth it. It's alright. Another day, another dollar. But you're not working tomorrow, right? Got anything fun planned? Oh, okay. That sounds like a good time. Not too exciting, but very fun all the same. A perfect galentine, if you will. Get a drink for me, will you? I'd get my own drinks if I could, handsome. But if I could, you'll have to have the fun enough for the both of us and tell me all about it afterwards. Besides, I wouldn't want to cramp you in Taylor style, and it's always so fun hearing you tell it back to me the next day. Only thing more fun would be getting to live it myself. One day, baby, one day. Be driving to you instead of my dumb studio apartment. 31 hours and 16 minutes. 31 hours even if I go straight from work. Don't you tempt me. I've got a tank full of gas and an audiobook. I know. I wish we could spend our first Valentine's Day together, too. Wish we could afford the time off or the plane tickets. The long distance thing is hard. I'm trying to make it worth it, I promise. In fact, the present I got you should be there any minute. Can you guess what it is? What did you really want as a gift? Me on your doorstep. I should have guessed. Well, call me a Cupid, because I might make your Valentine's Day wishes come true. You should go answer that.
Hi. What do you mean, what am I doing here? I'm here to be your Valentine, obviously. I was driving, not in my car, to my place. Got that sweet rental over there. Typically, I wouldn't be able to afford the car and a plane ticket. That's why I've been saving for the past, 6 months, give or take. Of course. It's not like Valentine's Day isn't on the same day every year. I had plenty of time to pinch my pennies and plan something. And it doesn't hurt that your best friend made a sizable donation to the charitable fund of true love. Yes, they did. Taylor wants me to pass on to you that I'm your present and that they forgive you for bailing tomorrow. They already have other possible plans lined up because they thought you might be a little busy. with me. If you want to be. If you'll have me. I really am here. You're really here. We're together. Do you have me? Have I mentioned how handsome you are? I can't believe I haven't done that yet. Video chat over Discord really doesn't do you justice. It's so nice to talk to you without having to worry about the call dropping. It's nice to touch you and hold you. It'd be nice to kiss you, if you'd be okay with that. And there it is. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Do you want to come see the presents I've got for you in the car? Or do you want to leave those for tomorrow? Or should I say later today? Of course I've got you presents, silly. Me showing up here, that's a me and Taylor collaboration. But the ones I've got wrapped up in the trunk are all me. And much better than my jet-lagged ass on your doorstep. That's fair. Let the suspense build. Open them in the daylight. Presents are always better in the morning, anyway. I guess I'll see you in the morning. Oh, yeah, well, I booked a nearby hotel room. I didn't want to presume. I would love to stay here if you'd have me. Whatever you say, Valentine. Oh, no. My bag is actually in the shrub right here. I didn't want to presume, but I did hope. I hoped very, very hard.